We're Masechet Beitza Daf Gimel, and we're starting right at the bottom of Daf Bet. So we saw yesterday a machloket between Rav Nachman and Rabba about what this issue in the Mishnah was. The Mishnah says Beitza should be Yom Tov, the egg that was laid on Yom Tov. So the question now is, who's the chicken, right? Who's the chicken? Is it an egg laying chicken or a chicken to be eaten? And we saw Rav Nachman said it's a Targum, a minute to go to Beitim to grow eggs, and the issue was because of Muktzah. And Rabbi said, no, it's a chicken that's there, Lachila. And what was the whole problem? The problem was Hachana. And we learned about Hachana to Rabbi, where Rabbi says that you can't prepare from Shabbos to Yontif, Yontif to Shabbos, that all Hachana, both for Shabbos and Yontif, has to be prepared on Chol. And the case now Mishnah is a chicken that laid an egg on the Sunday, and the Sunday was Yontif. Therefore, it was prepared on Shabbos. Therefore, you had Zimun for the egg on Yontif was on Shabbos. That's what we got up to. Okay? Rav Yosef now gives another solution to this problem of, or to discussing what we're speaking about. So, Rav Yosef is like this. Amar Gzeira Mishum Pera Noshri. He says, no. He says, what's the problem with the Beitza that's Asher on Yontif, according to a Hillel? Right? He says, it's basically a Gzeira because of Peirot Anoshrin. What's Peirot Anoshrin? Look at Rashi right on the bottom. Time debates him with Tanagolah. Firstly, he agrees with Rabbi that we're speaking here about a chicken who's there to be eaten. And the chicken's not Muktzah, as opposed to Rav Nachman. He says, look, we've got a Gzeira in Masechet Shabbos we learned that fruit that falls off the tree on Shabbos is Muktzah. You can't eat it. Right? He says, what's a havmin hashtag gzeira he mishum peroshim delo nechrinu? The anami the peroshim in a iran damia shafzo pri anoshim. He says the egg falling off out of the chicken, so to speak, being laid, is a parallel to fruits falling off the tree. And therefore, just like with a gzeira of fruits falling off the tree, so to a gzeira of eggs falling out of the chicken, being laid out of the chicken, and therefore you can't eat it. Amale abaya. So remember, Abaya was the same Abaya who also, if I'm not mistaken, Abaya also asked Rabbi a question. No, normally we see Abaya. Yeah, I mean Abaya, that's right. Abaya said to Rabbi the same thing. Abaya also had a question to Rabbi. Abaya's question was, that was the case on a regular Yontif, which should be Mutar. Yontif never came off the Shabbos. And in the Shabbos, it should be Mutar. You see, those were the Gzairas. So Abaya says the same thing to Rabbi Yosef, not making his life easy. He says, Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand, Rabbi Yosef. You're telling me that it's because of Peirot Anoshrin, fruits that fall off the trees? So, but what's Peirot Anoshrin? What was the reason they were in the first place, Asun, fruits that fell off the tree on Shabbos or Yontif? The reason they were asked was, Gzeiro was a Gzeiro. Now we're starting at Amud. The Gzeiro was, Shema Yale V'yitlosh. Because you might go up onto the tree and pick a fruit. Right? And therefore, and what's the reason with that? Rashi says, because that's Isur Doraita. Because that's Kotzer, one of the Av Melochas. So well, picking a fruit is Kotzer. So we say, fruit on the floor you can't eat because you might go pick it up on the tree. Right? But he go for Gzeiro. He says, that in itself is a gzeira. The gzeira there is picking fruits. How can you now come, va'anan, nekum, v'nigzar, gzeira, gzeira, you're going to come and make a gzeira on a gzeira? We don't make gzeiras on gzeiras. So the gzeira is already the fruits falling off the tree. Is a gzeira, you might go and pick the tree. The fruits of the tree. Now you're telling me you're going to make a gzeira on the egg and you can't eat the egg from the chicken because you might come to pick up the fruits of the floor which fell off the tree, but and that itself is a gzeira. Right? So answers him Rabbi Yosef, and he says, no, Abaya, my friend. Kulechad Gzeira. It's all the same Gzeira. It's not a Gzeira to Gzeira. Rashi says over here, Lo shetezu Gzeira de lo liti li de perot anoshrin. We're not worried that if you eat an egg that was laid on Yontif, you're going to go now and pick up fruits that fell on the floor, and then you're going to, and which is a gzeira for going to pick the tree. It's not a gzeira. The egg isn't to prevent you eating the fruits on the floor, which will be a gzeira to gzeira. That's not the gzeira. Ella, look at Rashi, the third art. Keshenimnu v'gazru al peronosh min chachami made the gzeira in the first place on fruits from the trees. Af beitzat ha-mashma. They had in mind at the same time all things that look like things that fall off a tree. In other words, we're not worried about an egg as you're going to go and pick a fruit off the tree. It's all part of the whole gzeira that they made. Anything that comes out of something, it falls off something, is all part of the gzeira that you don't eat an egg and think if you eat an egg, you can go and pick the fruit. It's not that you won't pick the fruit off the floor. You won't actually go on the tree and pick the fruit up on the tree. Even though there's no picking of an egg, since it's pre-anoshar, it's fruits, so to speak, that detaches from the egg, from the body, it's like fruits that fall of the tree, it's all the same gzera. Okay, that is Rav Yosef. Rav Yitzchak, right, says, and this is another gzera. What's the gzera here? First he also says, I don't see it over here right now, but we'll see later on, that Rav Yitzchak is also the opinion that it's because it's a chicken that's there to be eaten. It's a taragor amet lachira, and not mukta like Rav Nachman. Right? And he says, what's the gzeira? Mishum mashkin shezavu. It's because we've got another gzeira. We learned this Masechet Shabbos, if you remember, that if we had fruit in a basket, if the fruits there were to be eaten, right, and then the juice fell out of it, so we don't want that juice. We wanted the thing to be eaten. If the fruits there were, anyhow, we're going to go and make fruit juice out of it, right? And then the liquid ran on its own. So we might be happy. It did the work for us. So then we said it's us to drink the fruits that squeeze that came out of their own. It's they're lying in the basket and the fruit runs, the juice runs off. That was a gzeira mishum mashkin shezav. Look at Rashi. First narrative. So it's dekaim and asurin lovoviyom. On that day. You can have it tomorrow. Kedit naam. Imi atzum me'atzman asurin. On Shabbat daf kufim gimel. The current beit zanami says something with an egg. Dami elezeh shezav leviyatzad mimakom eshtar lebluah. Same idea, the fruit juice was balua, was absorbed, was inside the orange, right? So too the chicken was in the egg, so too was in the chicken. Just like the juice that comes out is asur bo vayom on that day, so too the egg that comes out of the chicken is asur bo vayom. So Abaya says the same thing. Amar Abaya, mashkin shezavu tamamai. What's the reason for mashkin shezavu? Why can't we have it in the first place? Because of Zeresh HaMishchot. Because you might go and squeeze the fruit. Now, just there, when we saw that picking was a melocha of kotzer, so too over here says Rashi Shema Yisrod v'schitat peirot the tolda de dash. It's a tolda of dash. Remember Shema Farik mitoch zak shenin, because you're separating, you're breaking them apart. It's also of squeezing the fruit, you're breaking the pieces apart. That's a tolda of dash. He gufa gzeira, and now the fruits that the juice that runs out is not isur doraita. It's a gzeira that you don't come to squeeze the fruits. Oh, you think you can eat the juice that they ran out of? Oh, you think you can squeeze fruit juice on Shabbos? You know, making oranges on Shabbos. V'ana, so now with the eggs, ana neikuv and ikzok zera. Abayas Havamin is the same thing. That he thinks that when Rav Yitzchak is making a gzeira, so the gzeira was you can't eat the eggs that you don't come and eat the fruit juice. Because if you eat the fruit juice, you're going to want to go squeeze the juice. He says, no. Kudachar gzeira. It's all one chag zay, same answer. Like we explained, says Rashi, Keshegazu amashkin shezavu, af beitzet abamashma. When they made that gzeira on zavin shemash shezavu, they had in mind already the same gzeira. And difficult, I'm not going to argue with you. It's difficult. We spent a long time discussing it. And it's big machlokot, the whole idea of gzeira, chad gzeira, how do you explain gzeiras? It's not our sugya, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it. But bottom line is, we see over here that we've got four opinions. We've got Rav Nachman who says we're speaking about a chicken that's there for laying eggs. And the reason why Abaya said the chicken, the egg was asur because it's muktzah. We had Rabba who said we've got a chicken there who's not laying eggs, but that's there to be eaten, and therefore it's not muktzah. And what's the problem? It's achana, because we've got achana de Rabba, has to be from a chol. And Rabba says the Mishnah speaking specifically about a case of yontiv after Shabbos. We've got Rav Yosef, who says, like Rabbi, that we speak about a chicken who's there to be eaten, so it's not muktzah. And the reason is it's a gzeira because of Shema Yitlosh, right, that you go and pick the fruits off the tree. And we got Rav Yitzchak, that was Rav Yosef, right? And Rav Yitzchak, who says, also a gzeira, he agrees that it's a chicken like Rabbi that's there to be eaten, so it's not muktzah. However, the problem is, Mashke Shezavu, that's the gzeira. Right, so we've got one person, Rav Nachman, who says muktzah, and we've got Rabbi, Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak also says not muktzah. It's either because of achana or a gzeira of Shema Yitlosh or of Mashkin Shezavu. But they all agree that the chicken is not muktzah and the egg is not muktzah. The Gemara says like this. Kulu k'Rav Nachman lo amre. When we say kulu, we mean these three, these last bunch over here. Rashi says here, kulu hu. Rabbi de Oki Madim Shumachana, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak de Oki Mishum Zera, right? All those three, Lo Amre, right? That Kulu Kerab Nachman Lo Amre, Ki Kushian Keraba Nami Lo Amre, and so too, Rav Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak don't seem to hold of Rabbi either, right? Also not. Look at Rashi, Kikushin, Kitabrit, the El, Liflug, Tarvayu. Remember, we said early on, we had a kashya on Rabba, and we said if Rabba's right, then let's say in the Mishnah, eggs and their chickens, or chickens and eggs, and we can learn either the chumras of a Hidal or the kulas of a Chamai. And we never wanted to include the chicken and the egg in. So he says over there, Kikushin, Kitabrit, Umashk. So therefore, we see over here that these guys, Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak gave different answers to hold like Rabbi either. Because Ki Kushyan Kerabba Nami Lo Amrei Hachana Aleitu, they don't hold of Hachana. Ela, so now the Gemara says Rav Yosef, my Taima, Lo Amrei Rav Yitzchak, and we also be talking. So now since we've got Rav Nachman in one camp says Muktza, Rabbi says Hachana, right, in a separate classification, and Rav Nachman and Yitzchak, we both say Gzeiras. I don't understand. Why does Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak have to both say different gzeiras? Why can't they agree on one another? That's the Gemara's question. Rav Yosef, my time, Rav Yitzchak, why is he like Rav Yitzchak? Rav Nachman said, because of gzeira of Shemiyale v'yitlosh, right? Because of fruits, the peruch and ashu. And Rav Yitzchak said, because of mashkin shezavu. So why Rav Yosef agree Rav Yitzchak of mashkin shezavu? So Amalach, so he says, Rav Yosef would answer you and say, Amalach, beitza uchla, upeirot uchla, fruits or food and eggs or food, lafukai mashkin. Therefore, it's different to mashkin. Rav Yitzchak compared them to liquids, to juices. But now, what's a comparison? Eggs are a juice, right? La buchla. So therefore, I'm not comparing it. It's different. I want food. I'm comparing it to which is food. Fruits falling off the trees is food. Rav Yitzchak, my time alone, my Rav Yosef. Why didn't Rav Yitzchak say like Rav Yosef? Why did he come with, in other words, why didn't he just agree and say foods? So Amalach, Rav Yitzchak would say to you, Beitza blua umashkin bluin. Because an egg is absorbed. What do you say, bluin? How do you say bluin? Balua. Whatever. Swallowed up, whatever. Inside the chicken. And mashkin bluin. And mashkin also, the juices are hidden up, sucked in there. Rashi says, yeah, blua betoch targole v'zav lechut, and they come out. And mashkin also blew in b'charzan, inside there, like little, in their skins, and in their peels, etc. Right, look at pirate, other than to exclude pirate, demigluva kaimu, right? Fruits are there. What do you mean the fruit? The fruit of the trees. You can see the fruit on the tree. There's no connection. You can't see the egg in the chicken. You can't see the juice in the orange. Those are the similarities. Okay, so those basically are the similarities, the dissimilarities, the arguments, etc. Now the Gemara wants to try and prove which one is right. We've got two different opinions on Gzairus. Is it Gzairus of Mashkin Shezavu or Gzairus of Peruch and Ashu? The Gemara says, Vaf Rabbi Yochanan Savar, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan is also the opinion that we're speaking here about Gzairus Mishu Mashkin Shezavu, that he seems to go with Rabbi Yitzchak. Right? Rabbi Yochanan seems to think that's also the reason. How do we see that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that? Rabbi Yochanan Rami, Rabbi Yochanan brings a theory here, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan is going to quote now two writers, or Mishnahs, of Rabbi Yehuda. And we see there's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, and the way that Rabbi Yochanan wants to solve the stira is around the egg, and you'll see that he draws a parallel between the egg and the mashkin shezavu. So the Gemara brings the first Mishnah, right? Rami, Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Rabbi Yehuda, right? We've got a Mishnah over here. This is Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. We've all learned it. Tnan, Ein Sochner Peirot, Hotzi Mein Mashkin. You can't squeeze fruits to get out their liquids. Vim Yatzu Me'atzman. And if the juice sort of like drizzled out, Asurit. That's Tanakama. Now we're going to see, just bear in mind, remember that we often see that Tanakama is Rabbi Meir, right? Often remember that. So Zavia. Look at Rashi. Imiatsu me'atzman asurin. Rashi keeps on stressing when did asur bol vayom. It's only on that day. It's not asur forever, right? It's only asur on Shabbos. So bol vayom. Why? Says Rashi. Gzeir shem yischot. Because you might come and squeeze. It makes sense. You can't squeeze the fruit if it falls out. Right? You can. Rabbi Yehuda says. No. It depends. Says Rabbi Yehuda, im le'ochalin, if the food that you've got there is there to be eaten, right? Look, Rashi had mechunasin aperet alalu ayotzei min mutar bo vayom. You can eat them ayotzei min mutar. Says then you can drink the fruits, the juice that came out. And Rashi again says on the day mutar, and look at Rashi why. Since it's not what you wanted, you aren't excited about the juice. You want a nice, fresh piece of, I don't know, apple, crisp apple. You don't want a mushy apple that all the fruits run out of. So therefore, you didn't want that. And you're not going to, as a result of that, come and want to squeeze the fruits now. Right? So, like in the mix, we're not going to make a gezeirah. However, the imla mashkin, making the gemara, imla mashkin. If the purpose of those fruits there are to be squeezed out, so it's been asu. Then what comes out will be asus Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because now that's what you wanted. So now there's a bit there. You might come and squeeze a bit more out and then make a gzaira. Okay? Alma. So therefore, the Gemara says, Rabbi Alma kol ochalin Rabbi Yehuda. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, food uchle di ifratu. Food is something which is separated. Remember we saw yesterday, ifrat. And what does it mean, ifrat grashi there? The fourth narrow line before it gets wide. Since Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, if the purpose of the fruit was that you're going to eat them, not for drinking, then call lochalin amar b'davar yotze mehen uchle difradu v'enu b'klal gzeret mashkin zabu. Therefore, whatever came out of that is on its own. So therefore, we're now looking at a basket, not as a basket of fruits and juice that fell out, and you might come and squeeze the fruits, but say, no, we've got a basket of fruit and a basket of juice, and the fruit's okay and the juice is okay. We don't want the juice. We're never going to come and even squeeze the juice because you don't want those fruits to be juicy. So they're two separate things altogether and not a problem. So it seems that Rabbi Yehuda of the opinion over here is that fruits and juices can be two separate things. But Aminu, and yeah, Rabbi Yehuda said, we've got a problem. What's our problem? Because we've got another stira. We've got another mama here of Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. And this now is the Masechet Eruvin. He says, Matne Adam al kalklash al peri b'yom tov rishon v'ochle b'shayni. He says, if you've got a bunch of fruits over here, and it's on the first day Yontif, you haven't taken Truma and Maser, so you can take Truma and Maser by making a Tanai. Okay, we won't spend too much time on it. We've learned the Gemara already. How do you do it, says Rashi, right? He says, look, Mati Adam al-Kalkula, la-ha-milta, nami, ha-beshtei, kedushot. He says, so too over here, there are two kedushas. Right, and he's got a Kalkula of fruits, his tevil, says Rashi, and he made a mistake, he forgot, for lo took of Maser of Yontif. So he makes it nice. He says like this. We learned in the Mishnah, ain't mag bein truma masa yontif. We made it. We shouldn't learn to halacha that you can't do truma masa yontif. Right? Masa yontif. So what does he do? On first day yontif, he comes and he takes the fruit. He can't eat it on the first day. Look at the Mishnah there. Rabbi Yehuda said, but the adam al kaklash be yontif rishon ve'ochla b'shaydi. He makes a tnai. He comes on the first day and he takes truma masa, and he says like this: if today is in chol, because tomorrow is Yontif, so then I'm taking Truma and Maser, and yeah, I'm putting aside Truma and Maser. If today is Yontif and I call it Truma and Maser, then what I did is nothing. Tomorrow he comes again and he says, if today is Chol, then what I set aside yesterday is the Truma and Maser. And if today is Yontif, then already yesterday I took aside the Truma and Maser. And he goes and eat the fruit of the second day. You got it? It's all clear, right? Yeah. So he says over here, right? So the bottom line is whatever it is, the yontif, whether it's Roshona, whether it's making eruv, making eruv, the ikar of the crux of here of Rabbi Yehuda, and I'm trying to get started. We've got enough going on. We're going to get through this quickly. The ikar here is that you can make the take a truma and maser with a tanai, okay? And says Rabbi Yehuda in that same Mishnah, v'chein beitzah shenolda berishon tochal b'sheini. And so too, an egg. And I understood that the truma wasn't on Rosh Hashanah, the beitza was on Rosh Hashanah, and the truma was on regular yontif. But I might be wrong. That's just how I understood it. But tell me if that's what it says in the notes. That's how I understood it. And he says, v'chein with a beitza, and so too with an egg. Right? An egg of yasid, Rashi, b'habushtei kedushot, aichad chol v'chad yomtov, v'anol debarishon muter b'shaini. That you can eat the egg on the second day of Yontif. And we'll see the moment in a second. I thought this was at Rosh Hashanah specifically. Right? And the Gemara makes a diuk of here, b'sheini in Berishon lo. So Rabbi Yochanan brings the steer between Rabbi Yehuda's, that in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? It would depend if they were food or if they were juice. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said over there, Kol ochlin Rabbi Yehuda, ochlin de'ifratu. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's separate and not a problem. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says, Beitzel lo rishon tochal b'shayni, b'shayni in rishon lo. Or Meshana Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda comes and sees, it seems to be now, there's a stira between these two, right, between these two Rabbi Yehudas. Look at Rashi, b'shayni b'rishon lo. Al meko midi de zav mim komo b'yom tov v'afilu uch le'asur. You see that? The first Rabbi Yehuda said over there, right? There was, in the second Rabbi Yehuda said, "Matnei adam akakasha peru b'yom tov v'rishon v'ochle b'shayni." V'chaim beit shelol b'rishon tochal b'shayni. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that egg that was laid on Yontif, on the first day Yontif, you could eat on the first day and eat on the second day Yontif. So the first day he said, it's not a problem. If it is separated by itself, if the juice came out on its own, you can drink it. And here he says, if the chicken laid an egg, even the chicken was a chicken to be eaten, like the fruit to be eaten, or if it was like juice, you're going to squeeze it anyhow, and they came out, you can't eat it today, I need it tomorrow. So the second Rabbi Yehuda is chamur. Then the first Rabbi Yehuda, is the stira clear between the two Rabbi Yehudas? Right? The first Rabbi Yehuda is much more make, he said you can drink the juice. And in the second Rabbi Yehuda, he says you can't eat the egg on Yontif, you have to wait till tomorrow. So Rabbi Yochanan on that said, Mukhlefer Rashita, change the shittas around. There's a mistake, there's a problem. Look at Rashi. Mukhlefer Rashita, Shita Tam Mishnah, the Ein Sochatin, the Ipuch Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. So in that Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Sochatin, and make it Rabbanan. So basically, everyone had changed it. You have consistency between Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says you can or you can't. Right? So the Gemara says, "Umida kamaramelehu ahadadei," and since Rabbi Yochanan seems to think that there's a problem between the two Mishnahs, Shma minach hataimu. It seems it's the same reason. What's the same reason, right? Umad asar baha asar baha. Would the shari baha shari baha? The one who says that you can eat it says you can eat it on both occasions. That you can drink the juice on both occasions. The one says you, and therefore you can drink the juice and have the egg. The one that says that you can't have the juice, that you can't have the egg. And why is that? It seems that juice and eggs go together. Why would juice and eggs go together? It seems that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that the reason why the egg is asur because of Gzeirah Shema Yischot. You got it? Was that clear? That is Rabbi Yochanan. Ravina says no. Ravina says, Le'olam lo tipuch. Right? Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say that in Shabbos we're going to change it around. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't change it around. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Amar Hadek Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlef Rashi. Lo tibuch, don't change them around. Why? Because there's no hysteria between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ledivrehem derabanan kamre lehu. And Rabbi Yehuda was saying to them, to Rabbanan, he was saying to these guys, listen guys, ledidi. When it comes to the eggs, so in the fruits on the Zav, Rabbi Yehuda said you can eat the fruits if they squeeze out, if they squeezed out of the you can eat the juice if it's squeezed out of the fruit. In the egg story where it's in the Rabbi Yehuda saying you can't eat the eggs, Rabbi Yehuda is not saying you can eat the egg on the first day. There's no problem eating the egg on the first day. So look at Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Yehuda says, the didi, according to me, afilu b'rishon ha-mishari, eat on the first day. Why? The uchle difrat, it's separated. They're two different things. They're not part and parcel. Look at Rashi. The v'cheivan de mishum schita leike. We don't care about schita, because he allows schita. Right? Up on the first. Mishum mashkin shezabu nami leike. Right? Since we aren't, there's no gzaira here. We don't worry about the fruit showing either. Why? Because bo medit la'achila. They're there to be achila. We said that when fruits are there for achila, we don't want the juice to run out. It's not in our interest, not what we want. And he says there, we're speaking about la'achila. And therefore la'achila, when the juice ran out, said Rabbi Yehuda, you can drink the juice because you're not going to come to squeeze the grapes. So too with the eggs. We're not going to come and kill the chicken. It's la'achila. The chicken's there, la'achila. Not like Rabbi Nachman who said that it's delegat al-baitim. And therefore, you could eat the egg. They're two separate things. Once the egg comes out of the chicken, we don't consider the egg as nola. We don't have no problem whatsoever. Balua is nothing. However, so why did Rabbi Yehuda say there in that Gemara then Eruvin that you can eat on the second day? He says, I'm telling you, you can eat on the first day. But you guys, right? You, look at Rashi, the Ashritula af b'sheini. You said it's Asher on Sheini. Why? Nehi nami d'itlechu b'beitza, k'zerat mashkin shezabu. He says, Nehi, I would understand that you want to say with regards to a beitza that it's part of the k'zerat mashkin shezabu. So let's say you want to say it's k'zerat mashkin shezabu. Right? Even if it's a chicken that's standing there to be eaten, orderly me, I agree with me nonetheless, the b'sheini sharia. I can buy your thinking. I might not agree with you, but I can understand you if you tell me that the first day is asur. I say even the first day is mutar, because I'm saying that once it comes out of the chicken, it's two separate things altogether, and we've got no gzairis here of shema nashu or shema yischetu or zav mashke shezavu. But you guys who want to say that there is a problem here of mashke shezavu, and you would want to make a gzaira, that's only good for the first day. Why? Because the second day is already a separate kedusha. And therefore, when the chicken laid the egg yesterday, so either yesterday was yontif, and therefore today's chol. Or today's yontif, and yesterday was chol. When it laid the egg, it was chol, because it laid the egg on the first day. So b'man avshach, the egg is mutar. That's what the bright in Arabian is about. So ledid chodoli miyat, the b'shayni shah, the second day must be mutar. Why? The shtei kedusha day. Right, they're two separate kedushot. Everybody with me? Clear? So what? Right? So Amrin Rabban said to him, "Lo kedusha achati." This is a kedusha achat. Right? Look at Rashi. Zachariva. Lo damu l'shar yamim tovim. See that? This is what I'm saying. That's what I thought. This was to begin here. This is Rosh Hashanah, and not like the other yom tovim. He says, because this one over here, Rosh Hashanah, is not because of a safek. The af bezman beitin, you will see no time shtei yamim. Because even during beitin times, when they were kaddish with re'iyah, with witnesses, he says, im ba'u eidim in amin chodamayla, kareminim Rosh Hashanah, we'll see if he's gone, masech Rosh Hashanah, that if witnesses came late, they hadn't got there yet, so they would make Rosh Hashanah, because beitin are waiting for the witnesses to come. Now they know, look, guys, today should be Rosh Hashanah. Where the eidim? They haven't come yet. So they make today Rosh Hashanah. Just in case Rosh Hashanah, because Adi might come. Adi will arrive after Mincha, they make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah as well. So that's what I want to say, that this is Chadis of the Machlok of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan on Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah two Kedushas, and therefore got like a normal Yontif, where if it laid the egg yesterday, so either yesterday was Chol, and therefore the egg was a good egg, or today is Chol, and like Rashi kept on stressing the point, and I was laboring, I keep on saying, Rashi said, Vol Vayom, right? Vol Vayom. Why do Rashi always say Vol Vayom? For this Machloket. Because it's only Asur Vol Vayom, and the dad was laid. So if yesterday was Yontif, it was Asur yesterday, today it's Mutar. And if yesterday wasn't Yontif, and today is Yontif, then yesterday when it laid, it was Mutar. So the Iman of Shach says, Rabbi, like, eat the egg. Rabbanan say, no, Rosh Hashanah is one Kedusha. It's like one long day. We'll see Rosh Hashanah, you know, Masech Rosh Hashanah, they got a cloud, a turn, they say, Yoma Arichtahu. It's like a long day. Okay, so that's the Machlokes Rav Yehuda. That's what Ravina says to Rav Yehuda, Ravina says to Rav Yochanan, don't change the shittas. Where you go? You're missing the whole point. It's a different Machloket. The Machloket is not about Gzair, it's a Machloket about whether Yontif is one, Rosh Hashanah is one day or Rosh Hashanah isn't one day. Okay. Ravina Bered Rav Ula Amar. Shabina Bered Rav Ula, he says, he got another explanation over here of how to miyashev the stira over here between the two Rabbi Yehudas. So Ravina said it's not a stira. Rabbi Yochanan thought it was a stira, and he said change the shittas around to make Rabbi Yehuda consistent. Ravina says it's not a stira. The machlok is about whether Rosh Hashanah is one day or 2 days. Ravina Bered Rav Ula Amar, he says a different reason. He says hachem betana gora med legano beitzim. Rabbi Yehuda tamei teit lemukta. He says, what are you talking about? He says the first brighter, when we said there about the zav, the fruits, that's one thing. It's fine. The second, and that's fruits. And the brighter is not discussing a chicken that's there to be eaten like we thought. It's because it's a chicken that's there to go to a beitzim and it's booked. So they're two different ninyas altogether. What's Rabbi Yochanan about making steers between brighters? Whenever Yehuda spoke about fruit juices, and he spoke about fruit juices, and when he speaks about eggs over here, speaking about eggs, and the chicken here is the go to a beitzim, and it's an egg that is mukta. Okay. So now the Gemara says, like, it's meitiv. We've got a kashi over here from a brighter. And Rashi says, Meiti vahenech amorai kamai, the iflug betaimed vahidel de matnitin. He says, this kasha via this is going back on the original amorai, him who argued about the different reasons of what Behil's, why Behil said that the eggs are asu. Right, so again, just to sum it very quickly, we had Rav Nachman, he said because of Mukta, we had Rav because of Hachana, and then we had Rav Yosef, who said because of Exaira of Shema Yitlosh, of the fruits, and Rav Yitzchak said Yitzchot. But look, Echad, but here's the brightest. The brighter is a brighter in this Masechet on tomorrow's daf, but also in Masechet Shabbos. Echad bet shalom b'Shabbos, v'chad bet shalom b'yomtov. So whether it's egg was laid on Yomtov, egg was Shabbos, and metalta, you can't move it. Can't Mukta. Right, Mukta. Not to chasot by the kli, not to use it to cover the kli, but not to smoke by keramit, and also to use it to support the bed, if the one of the legs are short. Now, how do you, an egg, you know, an egg, if you squeeze egg on the sides, it breaks open. But apparently, that's what they said, I never tried it, but the egg from the top, if you push it like at the proper point, it won't crack. It's very, very strong, an egg. Rashi says over here. Rashi says, how do you use an egg to smoch ba? Zokfa keneged choda v'somech ba. You straighten it up on the sharp point and you use it in the top. Okay, so that's the idea. Aval. So you can't use an egg, you can't move an egg. And metaltin otan olechasu to cover the kli. Rashi says, yeah, what kli? Pitzluchit, like a narrow bottle or something. That's a chazal. We often see pitzluchit. It's a narrow. They store stuff in it, like these long narrow bottles. If you want to put the egg on the top, as a you can't use it, and neither to use it for the bed. Aval kofe alera kli. What can you do? You can bring another kli, like a vase or a jug or a bowl or a cup, and put it over the egg to protect the egg, right? Bishvil shlobshav, they wouldn't get broken. And that in itself is a big chidush, by the way, because we learned in Masechet Shabbos, right? About kofin, even though the egg itself is mukta, you can't move it. Normally, we say that you can't move you can't take a kli that isn't mukta to cover a kli for the purpose of a kli that is mukta. Okay, look here. Rashi says, "I'm going to metaltin or takli letzorchem alafuker Rabbi Yitzchak." Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Masechet Shabbos, daf mumim gimel, ein kli nital ledavar nital b'Shabbat." That the only time you can move a kli is if you're moving it for something else which could have been moved. So how would Rav Yitzchak deal with this bright that said you can move the kli? He says, remember this in Shabbos. He says, you already picked up the cup. Let's say you had a cup and you're going to go fill up a glass of water. And then you saw the egg on the floor. So once the cup was in your hand already, we say you can use it to put over the kli, over the egg. But Rav Yitzchak would say you couldn't take the kli in the first place. Okay, that's not our sugya. But we see over here that this argument over here is that the cup is mukta. So usveika asura, and now comes the big part of the question. Usveika, if it's a safek egg, right? What does it mean? Usveika. Look at Rashi. Safek asura. Usveika shel zo asura. What does it mean? Rashi, we are understanding. Is chazatach safek no biyom safek no bechol asur biyomtov. Then what's a safek? We're not sure if it was hatched late today or late yesterday. So the safek now, right? If it's mukta, so what is mukta? Mukta is a drabanan. What's our klal? Safek Rabbana le?
Kula.
If it's a doraita, then we go le chumra. So it seems over here, what's the problem? Rosfek asura. If it's a safek asur. Right? It's asur. Ve'im nit arva be'elef. And if this egg gets mixed up with 1,000 eggs, kulan asurot. All the eggs are asur. Now, the Gemara is now trying to understand. Now, remember, there was a machloket. Rashi said, we talked about that, particularly with machloket in the previous Amoraim. And we said, it's a focus here between Rav Nachman and Rabbah. So he said, the Gemara is now, Bishlom and Rabbah, Da'ama Mishu Machana. Rabbah said that what was the problem with Isra of the egg? Isra of Achana. That the Torah is an exarid akatuv. Right? Rabbah brought a pasuk. And he said over there, there has to be hachana from chol to Shabbos or chol to Yontif. And that's exactly like katuv is a doraita. So this egg that was laid on Shabbos and Yontif the following day is asur midoraita. So that makes sense about Rabbi. Rabbi says fakir doraita, right? And the calls fakir doraita l'chumra. So according to Rabbi, we can understand this because he says it is a hachana nachal doraita. Ella Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amre Mishum Gzairo, even if you ask, okay, that's because of Gzairo, but even Rav Nachman would say because of Muktzara, it would be only a Drabanan. The Amre Mishum Gzairo, Sveike Drabanani. This is Sveike Drabanani. I suppose the reason why the Gemara is saying only between Rabba and Rav Nachman is because all three of them agree that the chicken we're speaking about is a chicken l'achila, means that the chicken itself wasn't Muktza. Okay, the question is only with the egg. Where with Rav Nachman, he says it's a chicken l'gadel beitim, so the chicken milechachil is already Muktza. Okay, so we're talking about a different category now. But it said all the way the chicken was not a mukta chicken. The egg, according to Rabbi, would be is asur midoraita. However, according to the others, ani exaira. So ani exaira, it's subject to Rabbanani. The chos fake Rabbanani lekula. And then there's your question there. It's lekula. So either it's a mukta, like I said, or it's a fake Rabbanani. Either way, it would be lekula. So we don't understand. So the brayta only makes sense according to Rabba. So it seems that the brayta is in the right direction, right? That the Gemara is going according to Rabba. And the real reason why you can't touch the egg is because of a vachana. Everybody with me? Right. So the Gemara says like this. Seifa, Gemara says, look at the Seifa. And look at the Seifa, Seifa tan. Right? The Safek Treifa. Really, what is this egg? This egg's not a mukta egg. It's not a xairut to rabbanan egg. It's not a hachana egg. Why is the brayta telling us the egg is asur? Because it's a safek treifa. We're not sure if this egg was laid by a healthy chicken or a treif chicken. And it was on the opinion that if it was a treif chicken, then the egg is treif. What's treif? The chicken wouldn't have lived for 12 months. If the chicken would live for 12 months, then the egg is treif. Look at Rashi. Have you asked Safed?
And this question. The whole Mishnah we spoke about before, a daf ago, we're not saying we're not Shabbat, not Chol. The reason it's not Asur is because of Treif?
No, this brighter which we just used now over here. We brought it bright as a Kashia. The Gemara said, no, you got it all wrong. That bright is not we discussing Shabbos and Yontif. This bright that you're talking about here is discussing another issue altogether. This bright is a brighter on Treifa. It's got nothing to do with us. Right? It's the Safek Treifa. Rashi, Safek, no demitara gole trai from a trai chicken. Velav be yom tov kai. You see that? We're not discussing yom tov. Va airi de airi be isur beitza. And since we were discussing the issue of isur beitza, airi nami baha, we also discussed the issue of treifa. That's what he wants to say. Because the brighter starts off and says, beitza shenol de beshabbos. Vechabe shenol be yom tov. Eim etat ne lechasso ba etat duchim, ve lo yismok ba lakirai, ava kofa le lakli. There we change gear. The first part of the Bible discussing about Beit Sashilot of Yom Shabbos, that you can use it for some things, you can't use it for other things. But this idea, the Sveika is Asur. The Sveika is discussing only, he's not discussing Sveika Shabbos, Sveika Yom Tov, the Sveika is discussing that. And the Gemara is saying, and that's, and Rata, he says, I don't understand. The Gemara is not so sure, not so quick. If you're right, then I'm a seifa, then the seifa should say, nit arba be'elef kulan asurot. Sorry, the seifa did say. Iyachi, look at the seifa, and the seifa says, you've got mixed up with 1,000, kulan asurot. Now, what are you telling me? That this is a safek de'oraita. Right? So he says, like this, look here. Iyamar pishlom safek yom tov, safek chol. If you would have told me that really the Avamin in the Gemara was like, in the Bright was like we thought we were discussing a safe fake, a sveika, if it was Yontif or Chol, we're still discussing eggs that were hatched on Shabbos or Yontif, and we're not sure when it was hatched. And what's our safek? Our safek is not a treifa, which is a doraita. Our safek is whether it was Shabbos, whether it's Yontif, right? So that would have been Have Davar Sheshlo Matirin. That is something which has got a matir. The safek at the moment, there will be a heter to that safek. When will there be a heter to that safek? Remember, I stressed all the time, Rashi kept on saying, the issur on an egg laid on Yontif is bo vayom, on the day. So when can't you eat? You can't eat it on the day. Tomorrow you can eat it. It's only asur today if it's a safek, Yontif, safek, yom. And that's when we say, just 1 second, dogs. And that's when we say, that ain't law that's asur. Why is it asur? They say, listen, since you can eat it tomorrow, we're not going to matir it today. Tomorrow you'll eat it. Because tomorrow you can eat it, but it's counterintuitive, right? So we more machmir about something that we can eat tomorrow. Why are we makil today? We're going to safek. Respect the safek. Don't be makil. However, he says, because what did our brighter say? Our brighter said, have a sveika to write, sveika asura. And the sveika is asur. So when do we say safek is asur? When the safek is a derabanan, because it's got a matirin tomorrow. However, iyamar safek treifa. But a safek treifa, that chicken was a treifa, the chicken isn't a treifa, we'll never know. If that chicken's a treifa or not a treifa, We don't know. We don't. They're right. So davar she'ein lo matirin. Therefore, we can never eat that egg. We're always going to have that suffix. Was this egg? Unless we're able to identify the chicken that laid the egg. But well, we don't know. We've got two chickens over there in the room. One's a trafer. One's not a trafer. We're not sure where this egg came from. They come from a trafer. They come from a trafer. So you can never, ever, ever, ever eat that egg. That's a davar she'ein lo matirin. And a davar she'ein lo matirin, it's also only a suffix of the rabbanan. Tevatel beruva. That should be batel beruv. And therefore, it's batel beruv. It's not asur. It's batel beruv. If there's three or four chickens in the room, three or four eggs in the room, whatever, it doesn't matter, then we say batel beruv. And therefore, it shouldn't be asur today. It should be mutar to eat it today because it should be batel. And our brother said it's asur today. So our brother seems to imply that we're actually talking about a safek yom tov, not a safek treifa. You with me? I want to go over there one more time. If it was a safek yom tov, so then the punotcha was laid on yom tov, not laid on chol. So it's a davar, sheesh lo matirin, we're allowed to eat it after yontif. So therefore, we machmir today, we say asur. If it's a safek treifa, right? So once it's a safek treifa, even though it's a safek, right? It's a safek treifa. Get that derived to the rabbanan. It's a safek, which means it's isur by isur derabbanan. But isur by derabbanan, it hasn't got a matirin. We can never, we aren't allowed to eat it tomorrow just because it's tomorrow. The suffix still stays. So if the suffix still stays tomorrow, we now got other klalim that come to play. And one of those klalim is a suffix to Rabbanan will be batel berov. Even a deraita maybe, but it doesn't matter. The suffix will be batel berov. So therefore, why does the bride say asur? The fact that the bride says asur seems to imply more that the bride is discussing something which is a isur asur today. Why? Because you eat tomorrow. What can you eat tomorrow? Suffix yontif. So why are you telling me over here, right? And so our kasha over here, the brayta said, we said bishlam el rabba. We understand rabba, but to Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef, so it's a gzeira. Why is it asur? It should be mutar because of a safek rabban and lakula. The Gemara says no. It's not the brayta. It's because it's asur because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? He said, look, yeah, if you have a safek, you have a kula and sur. Yeah, I might bishlam a safek yom tov. Chol have a davar sheyesh lo matirin, but davar sheyesh lo matirin, I feel be elav lo batil. And he amar safek treifa davar sheyesh lo matirin v'tavel beruva. So therefore, we're not so sure now that it's a bishlam el rava, not a bishlam to the other guys. Even according to the other guys, it could work this brighter because other guys have got a gzeira. But we're talking about a safek yom tov. The safek yom tov is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Therefore, it's asur today. So the price that I said, don't come and tell me Safek Rabbanan Lakula, Safek Rabbanan. That's different category. We're not discussing Safek Rabbanan, Safek Rabbanan. We're discussing now Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin or Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. We don't matir today. And therefore, this it could be the egg and the Safek Yontif, and it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Therefore, it's Asur. We're now saying the possible answer. Maybe you're going to tell me, what's the story over here? That really, a Beitza is Chashuv. Beitza is important. And therefore, things which are important aren't batel berov. So it could still be that it's a treifa. Not so quick, we've written off. It still could be safek treifa. We're not discussing safek yontif. We could still be safek. And why did the bride say asur? Because maybe eggs are dvarim chashuvim important. And if it's chashuv, then we don't say batel berov. A lot of klalim today. Right? So the Gemara says, that's okay. We've got a machloket. Now the machloket is not in our Gemara. The machloket is in a Gemara in Chulin. Right? Some of you learned this Gemara in Chulin. We learned in Chulin that we're not sure there. Do we say, kol shedarko limanot? Anything that you count, like eggs. You normally buy eggs as a dozen eggs, right? Or 10 eggs, or 5 eggs. You don't buy a kilo of eggs as a rule. I don't know, maybe you do. Like one of the things that you do, by the way. But as a rule, we don't know kilos of eggs. I've never seen anybody buy a kilo of eggs. You buy eggs by the number. They count eggs. Then you count eggs, it gives it a certain amount of chashivut. You don't buy rice by the number. You don't anybody see counting grains of rice. Like, I'm going to buy 20 grains of rice. I'm going to buy 100 grains of rice. And you start counting out grains. You buy a kilo of rice. So rice hasn't got chashivut like an egg. Right? So the question is, do we say kol shedar kolimanot when the bride says, this will be, it's a machloket. It's a machloket in Zvachim. Do we say kol shedar kolimanot shaninu? So when they say kol, everything, right? Look at Rashi, kol shedar kolimanot. The Mishnah Orla, the second Orla, says it can come and low batil. Mashma kol davar sheesh bnei adam hamakpidin. Anything that people are specific about. Bnei chashivato lemochem in ba number. Beit zanami harbei mochem minyan. Most people sell also by minyan. So everything that's sold by minyan is important. It doesn't. It's chashuv. It has to go batil. Then within we could say eggs also included. And leman da amar et shedar kolim anot shenino. But there's a machloka there. Some people say only et. What is et? The mashma et amyuchad lechach. There's some things that you only sell by number. You never sell in the product. You know, you'll never buy Kruger Rands or gold coins by maybe you would by the weight of gold. I don't know, that's a bad example. Okay. That's a bad example. But let's say, Patek Philippe watches. Okay? You're not going to go into it and say, I'll buy 5 kilos of Patek Philippe watches. Right? You buy a watch. So that's called chashivut. Okay, that's a radical example, I agree. The Gemara's understanding at the moment is that eggs aren't really in the same category as Patek Philippe watches. Now, I said eggs versus rice. The Gemara says that they see that there are sometimes eggs are bought by weight. Maybe you will. Maybe you go and buy a kilo of eggs, or maybe a bucket of eggs. You do that. I've actually seen that. Like, you see that in rural areas, like you see buckets of eggs. Go buy a bucket. There's a bucket of eggs for 10 to whatever. And there could be one egg less or one egg more in each bucket. So maybe big egg, you know what, thinking about it, eggs sometimes are sold not by egg, by number. So the question is, do we say kol shedar kibbut, everything, or et, or only specifics, in which case eggs might not be. So the verse is, hani chalman amakol, those who say that everything is counted by number, and eggs are also sometimes counted by number, would have chashivut, they wouldn't be batel, therefore eggs could be. That the reason why the Brita said asur, because we are talking about a safek of a trefa, but eggs aren't batel bro because they're important. However, if we go according to the Banda Amar, only those that are never counted any other way, only by items like a Patek Philippe watch, then Mike, how are you going to explain eggs? Then how do you explain eggs? Rashi says, yeah, many times, it's sold like as a bunch, and never not only in little eggs. How do we know that? If we're quotes over here, Mishnah, it's my second Orla. Mishnah, you look, Havile Tiltan, I saw a Likuta Rashi over here that says fenugreek. Okay, so that's like an important herb. Shel Klea Kerim, it's from Klea Kerim. Now, Klea Kerim is, you know, there's an issue we've learned before as well, that you can't grow grapes together with other vegetables or produce or whatever the case is. It's called Klea Kerim. If you do, you've got to burn it. It's asu, but no, it's from Israhana. So then the past minister says, "Call me, Shayulo Chavilei Tiltan Shoklei Akerim Yidleku." Got to burn them. Nitarvu ba'acherot, ba'acherot, ba'acherot. If they get mixed up, so you got a bunch of, I don't know, 10 fenugreek stalks, whatever they are, and they get bundled up in a bowl, and that bowl gets bundled up in another bowl, everything's going to be burnt. It's lo batel b'kitzur, right? Kulan Yidleku. It's called Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim say no, Yalu Bachatu Matayim. You can battle by 1 in 200. Right? Fenugreek. Shayar, Rabbi Meir, Omer. Why does Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says, what's the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim? Rabbi Meir, Omer, et kol darkei lebanot, Mekadesh. The Chachamim Omrim, Ana Mekadesh, Ela Shishat Varim Bilvad, Bekiva says 7. What's the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir says that it all gets burnt. Chachamim say it's 1 in 200. Was that Rabbi Meir said, et shedar kulemanot, that specifically, which is only counted in bundles sold in, as units, and it seems like this tilton is very important, it's sold in units, right? Anything in it, right? It says here, et Rabbi Kiyomir, et shedar kulemanot, mekadesh of here doesn't mean becomes holy. Mekadesh means from the idea, you know, lekadesh means to separate. It can work both. We have Kedusha, which is holiness. It's called separated from the non-holiness. Also, Lekadesh could also be to separate. In other words, it's gone. It's gone. There's a Rashi over here that says Lekadesh. It's actually a Rashi. I think it's on the Pasuk. Actually, I bought the Chumash. I wanted to look it up. It says, it quotes the Pasuk, we have Pen Tugdash. And he says that Tugdash is an acronym for Tukad Eish. Tugdash means become holy. It's actually Tukad Eish, burned by fire. Okay? And Rabbanan said, no, there are only 6 things that you never ever buy as a batch. They're always individuals. Rabbi Kivis is the 7th. And what are they? It was a perach. So these special nuts from perach, from Baden, and chaviot, closed barrels of wine are important. Vechilfei tardin, and I don't know, this is like spinach stalks, whatever, kilche kruv, and cabbage, these are glat yivanit, and Greek pumpkins, I don't know. Rabbi Akiva Mosif, Afkikot Shabalaban, Rabbi Akiva says also homemade bread. And Haruila or those are the oil, that was the fruit ones I have. But all the problems, Haruila Kliya Kerim, those who are Kliya Kerim, but the Kliya Kerim problems. Bottom line, they're all Asur forever. So the Machloket, Rabbi Meir says everything that you can ever count individually in exile included. And Rabbanan say, no, there are only a specific bunch of things that those are okay. That's what we're saying. Who are we going according to? If we're going according to, Lord, they say call, we understand. We're going according to, Lord, they say et. They're more specific, they're more unique. Eggs aren't necessarily et. And the word brings the Machloket. We learned on that, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, et shedar kudumanot shaninu. Yochanan says, what's going to be? Yeah, we don't eat. Yochanan is luckish about to be Meir. Meir says in the Brighter, Meir said, Nitavu bachur 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 kulan yidlekut. Meir, all get burnt. So, Vitmar Alam, there was not going to be Rabbi Yochanan Amar, et shalakur, that Rabbi Meir is saying et. Right? Et is specific. And here we're speaking about tiltan. So, you want to say that that's tiltan specific. Rabbi Yochanan says, we're talking about tilting your et, and Rash Lakish says, no, call Shakur, Rabbi Meir is going on call on everything. So Moses says, Halich, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, where they said Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Why do we understand Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish? Because what Rashi says, yeah, it can look more brightly to hell. Tani Beitza lo batlik Rabbi Meir, because if we can understand our story over here, in the previous bright, Echad Beitza lo b'Shabbos, Echad Beitza lo b'Yom Tov, everything you don't carry it down, that kind of coming, the Gemara seems to understand, is Rabbi Meir. Right? That in the previous bright is Rabbi Meir. And here Rabbi Meir says Tilton. So Rabbi Meir would say et, he would say eggs are counted specifically as eggs. Right? So Harich Resh Lakish, but Resh Lakish said kol. So we'll say, yeah, Iker Lemuk Levrat Adel Diktani Beitza Lo Batlek Rabbi Meir. So otherwise, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Lakish says kol. We can understand now that Rabbi Meir says kol, therefore it's eggs in the top, Tilton here. Rabbi Meir, as far as he's concerned, anything goes. Right, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mike, no. How do we explain Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Meir says et, specifically et. Now, eggs we said a second ago aren't specifically et. Eggs are sometimes counted by number, sometimes counted by omid. Amar Papa, hi Tana. She says, now this Tana be a high Tana of the L, the higher Tana than the previous, the brighter we quoted, Echad Beit Shlo B'Shabbos, Echad Beit Shlo B'Yom Tov. Tana that he took Tziotu. He's talking over here, Tana the Iri. Gabe litrak tziot. What are tziot? Those are like figs which you take and they direct the figs. The Amar called Amar sheesh bo minyan. I feel we're mini drabanan can go litrak tziot. I will truma parent drabanan. No batik vash to come. We're going to get into the whole issue of truma drabanan etc. The machlok on that. I think let's leave it over here. We'll carry on tomorrow with that.